If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to stephaniemiller.com to find out how.
Can't keep it a secret any longer. Valerie Plame Wilson joins us now. I'm outing her right now. Good morning, Valerie.
Good morning, Stephanie.
You are, as usual, my hero. This is hilarious. You are crowdfunding an attempt to buy Twitter so we can shut Donald Trump down. A grateful nation thanks you.
How much fun is this? Yeah. Well, it occurred to me that Trump has weaponized Twitter,
right?
In ways that he's inciting violence. I mean, my particular focus is on the nuclear issue.
Sure.
Many other ways he's used and abused Twitter.
Yes,
but particularly in regards to what he has been tweeting about North Korea.
Yep.
I don't think any of us want to see that we stumble into an accidental nuclear exchange. That would be
right.
Catastrophic, to say the least.
Right.
So what we're trying to do, I've worked with Global Zero for a while. They are leading the resistance to prevent nuclear war, as well as ultimately eliminate all nuclear weapons.
Yeah.
But what we're doing with them, we set up a GoFundMe site, the idea being buy a controlling share in Twitter so that we can force the executives to actually abide by their own rules, which explicitly prohibit hate language,
right,
or incitement to violence. And I would say that nuclear war is violent.
Yeah, that sums it up here. Let's buy Twitter and delete Trump's account before he starts a nuclear war with it. And I think it couldn't be clearer. But you were talking about specifically the tweet about North Korea. You said tweets like this are heard around the world, and he uses his biggest platform to escalate the crisis. This could all too easily spark a military confrontation that goes nuclear. That's what James Clapper, I think, felt the need to speak out about, right? I mean, to just say...
He did. I'm not this huge fan of everything Clapper has done, but he
right.
spoke quite directly and... more clearly than you usually hear from intelligence chiefs,
right.
talking about Trump's instability and basic unfitness for office, and that.
But the most
one finger on the Twitter button and one finger on the nuclear button.
Thank you, and that's what we were. That's what you know. I think he was trying to. The most terrifying thing, part of what he said is how easily he could do this without. Any interference from anybody, right?
Oh, I know. And I think most Americans happily walk around thinking that there's, you know, nowhere, there's checks and balances and, you
right.
know, this is some rash act. No, the way the protocol has evolved over the decades since the beginning of the atomic age is it now comes down exclusively to one individual, the President of the United States. He doesn't have to run it by Congress. He doesn't have to check with the Supreme Court. In our case, Ivanka is not going to be able to come in and lay her head on the, you know, on the desk and
right.
go, "Oh, come on, Daddy."
Right.
No, it comes down to one person, which is the whole other conversation in and of itself. But in this case, we have a very impulsive leader. We know, of course, Kim Jong-un, the leader of North Korea, is impulsive and reckless as well.
Right.
And it is weird. This could just be a horrible accident, and we're trying to make sure that that doesn't happen. And this is one way of doing it. And
right.
I do have to add, because there's a lot of hate out there in the Twitterverse.
Yes.
So a lot of people say, "Oh, this is, you know, you lefties, you're all about free speech until you don't like what you hear." No, actually, a couple things. One, the First Amendment doesn't work like that. The First Amendment protects people from
right.
the government. And secondly, not all speech is protected. Famously, you cannot yell fire in a crowded theater.
Right.
Just as you cannot incite violence. And so that's that dispenses with that. One of my very favorite spokespeople, Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
I was just going to say, go ahead.
She podium. Yeah, that this, you know, this really infringes on the First Amendment. Well, read it again and read it carefully. It's an absurd claim.
Yeah, she said, referring to you, her ridiculous attempt to shut down his First Amendment is the only clear violation and expression of hate and intolerance in this equation. So you see, you're the one that's hateful and intolerant, Valerie, for saying, please don't start a nuclear war.
Please. Yeah, John Oliver said last week something like, You know, we never imagined when Twitter was invented it would bring us to the brink of nuclear Armageddon. So everyone's like, ha ha, you know, he's so clever. But the people who really, like, think about this for a living,
right,
and that's what really used to do with the CIA, this is not funny. This is deadly serious.
Yeah.
To have a president speak so casually, not to mention ignorantly, on our nuclear arsenal is really frightening. So
now, you're trying to talk about where we are. You're trying to raise $1 billion because obviously, if you got that, it would make you Twitter's largest shareholder, right? And give you a
who knows what the valuation is today, but I think it would buy 8% of Twitter, which is more than enough to be a controlling interest, and then you can force the executives to actually abide by their own Twitter platform rules.
Right.
Yes, it's a very ambitious goal.
Right.
$1 billion is a lot of money. But
right.
even if we, it, the whole point of this is to shine a light on how dangerous
right.
Trump's tweets are and
right.
how it's undermining our national security. And I do not benefit financially from any of this, just
right.
to be clear.
Right.
All the money raised will go to Global Zero.
What is Global Zero? Because obviously if you don't reach the goal, people will want to say what happens to the money, right?
Right. That makes perfect sense. Global Zero is leading the resistance. They're an organization leading the resistance to prevent an accidental nuclear exchange and ultimately eliminate nuclear weapons. If your listeners are so inspired, they can check it out further at globalzero.org.
And it's up on our Facebook page. Sorry, we're running out of time, honey. And I was going to say, even if you don't care about nuclear war, if you're just exhausted by his constant tweetings and annoyed, also go give money. And hopefully I'm going to get you and Malcolm Nance at the next resistance dinner party together so you can be the cool kids and have cool spy talk.
Good time. We were having such a good time. Thank you, Stephanie.
Valerie, thank you. Go to Stephanie Miller Show Facebook page. We have a link up. Help my friend Valerie Plame Wilson. Love you, Val.
Love you. Take care, Stephanie.
All right.